Okay, well, Ashley Ottenreith is here, and she is talking with us about the deer hunters forecast for the Upper Peninsula released today by the DNR. And I think the big news out of this is we're actually going to have, in one part of the UP, Ashley, doe permits on public land. It's been a while.
Yeah. So it has been a little while, and I think everyone probably knows why. You know, those very severe winters, 2013, 2014, really kind of knocked back the deer herd quite a bit. And so things are thankfully recovering, but still rather slowly. And so we are cautiously opening up certain units.
Okay, well, overall, what does it look like across the UP? Because I know last year was a darn good year in many parts of our area.
Yeah, it was. In fact, you know, our harvest shows that things are up over 50%, which is fantastic. That shows that things are rebounding well. And so we are anticipating hopefully another good deer season for people. But we are letting people know to expect to see probably about the same number of deer, maybe some pockets of seeing some more. But, you know, again, this past winter, while it wasn't severe, it wasn't necessarily what we would term mild either. So, you know, we got to kind of roll with that and keep that in mind as we go into the deer season.
So breaking it down, where will people see the most success as it looks anyway going into the deer season?
Yeah, so I mean, if we had to kind of break that down, like you said, certainly the areas that are open to antlerless harvest, you know, those areas do indicate that they have recovered quite well and are able to sustain antlerless harvest. So we do anticipate seeing the most success in that area. And that's not really a huge surprise. That's been an ongoing thing, kind of that south central units that we call those. You know, a lot of people term that as the banana belt area. And it just tends to be a very productive area for deer. So as far as the UP goes, we wouldn't expect to see the most success in those areas.
Okay, and any big regulation changes this year? I know there's public meetings going on this week down in the Thumb area about some new restrictions that may be in place, and we've had some other pockets of restrictions right around the Lower Peninsula, but anything up here?
So the only thing up there that people will want to keep in mind is we did put a restriction on certain natural lures and attractants for deer. And so really what that comes down to is if people are going out and purchasing like doe urine, like a lot of people do, it needs to make sure that it has what's called the ATA certification, and that's the Archery Trade Association. So as long as you have the ATA stamp on that, you are good to go. Other than that, no changes for the UP.
Well, we will be talking with you soon, I'm sure, as we get into the into deer camp and see how things are going. Archery season's not that far away.
No, it's not. It's a lot closer than we realize. So to all the hunters that are headed out for that, good luck and be safe.